语 PK 台，一起学习来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京文艺广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶。今天又回到了我们的精短人物听力上了，我们来马上掌声邀请出今天的嘉宾，我们的资深的记者，还有我们的嘉宾主持老布爷爷。
晶晶， sometimes in this job with the radio, we suddenly realize you must interview this person. You see somebody doing a performance or you hear somebody talking, that person would be perfect to sit down and talk and do a detailed interview. Now, a few weeks ago in Beijing, I took my son along to a presentation about the culture, the dance, the music of Xinjiang. The girl who was presenting this was very, very passionate about her subject, very active, very informative. I thought, this is really, really interesting. A lot of things I never knew about Xinjiang. So at the end of her performance, I went up and I said, Ciara is her name. I said, look, I'm really interested in this. How about we get together and we record an interview, which we did. And when we did do it, I found even more fascinating information about this area, Xinjiang.
老布爷爷刚才一开场就告诉我们说，虽然呢他在北京已经采访过了数不清的啊外国人了，或者是数不清的有趣的人物了，但是有时候他会有一种直觉，觉得这个他面前遇到的人呢，你非要给他做个访谈不可，你非要跟他聊一聊他所经历的生活不可。比如说最近嘛，他带他的孩子啊去看一场表演，其中呢就被那个维吾尔族的舞蹈和哈萨克族的舞蹈所震惊了，他就跟这个女舞者呢坐下来就聊了一聊哈，结果没想到呢是越聊越passionate, 越聊越 interesting, 有意思。好，于是呢我们就把和这位女舞者的这种谈话的经历呢就做成了今天的这段访谈，来给大家听一听，作为我们的多主题听力的主题啊，多主题听力的主题。那她的名字呢叫做 Ciara, 她是何方人士呢？
Now, although she grew up in Xinjiang, actually only a few kilometers from the border with Kazakhstan,She's come to Beijing and working here as choreographer, drama, stage director, professional dancer. And she teaches dance, teaches a lot of the movement from Xinjiang, you know, about the dance, the culture, all the wonderful things from there. But also does performances, for example. Recently she was doing a performance in a cafe bar called Modernista here in Beijing, where she was working with a dancer who was doing like Spanish flamenco. And Sierra was doing the Uyghur dance. And it was a tremendous combination. Now, we see, she's from Xinjiang, growing up in a city only a few kilometers from the border with Kazakhstan. Now, in today's feature, she's introducing with great passion this vibrant culture and physical beauty of Xinjiang. Now, I'll tell you what was actually quite funny. I was talking to her about me being in Xinjiang. I said, you know, when I was in Tulafan or Turpan, there, I heard all this music going on. Every day there was music. It seemed to be weddings, weddings, weddings. She says, no. She says, a wedding in Xinjiang can actually last for 13 or 14 days. It can go on and on and on. So it may have been the same wedding I was hearing. But the music coming out, this music, and if you ever go to Xinjiang restaurants in Beijing, you see them dancing and singing, and it is very, very, very colourful. So she was promoting this here. I just love this.
嗯，好了，刚才老布爷爷呢哈介绍了两部分的内容哈，第一部分就是看到我们今天的这个课堂的背景介绍，我们来一起看一下。Sierra is a Beijing-based choreographer. Sierra 呢是一位在北京工作的编舞 choreographer, 编舞啊这个专业的名称 ，drama and stage director and professional dancer, 还是戏剧和舞台编剧，是专业的舞蹈家。在我们的印象当中呢，来自维吾尔族的姑娘，来自新疆的姑娘，都是能歌善舞的。老布呢刚才就说到，有一次他在这个 Turpan 吐鲁番的时候啊，就听到了那个好像是婚礼的歌曲吧，怎么每天都在播放哈、啊，每天这个 wedding music 都在那个不停的响。他说怎么回事呢？当地人就告诉他说，在我们这个地方啊，要真的是婚礼歌曲的话，可以是一个婚礼可以持续时间是30到40天，所以老布就真的是震惊了哈。好，再回到说这位 Sierra 这位姑娘呢，她来自新疆grow up in a city only a few kilometers from the border, crossing with Kazakhstan.他来自新疆呢，是成长在一个离哈萨克斯坦边境只有几公里的城市。
Now, when we talk of Xinjiang, this is a vast area. You know, if you're actually flying back from, I remember flying back from Hong Kong to Amsterdam, half the journey was actually over China, and almost one third of the journey across China was almost over both Gansu and Xinjiang, going along the Silk Road corridor. It's a vast area that Xinjiang occupies, but the population is relatively low because much of it is either desert or spectacular mountain. And with the desert, most of the people live in what we call oasis settlement. Do you know what that means, Xinjiang?
Luizhou Oasis.
Yeah, if you are flying above the desert in Xinjiang, suddenly you'll see an area of green. And this is obviously where there's water, where you can have life, where you've got settlement. Now, I'll tell you one example. You must know Hami.
知道啊.
Hami's famous for what?
瓜.
The melons. Well, why? Because they've got water, they've got the heat of the desert, the dry air, and they produce these fabulous melons that people all over China just love. So, that Hami is an oasis. Turpan is an oasis, and in many ways, Urumqi is an oasis on the really in a gap in the Tian Shan Mountains. And so, this is a feature of this vast area.
Mm.
And also, it's also an area where when you get up more into the further north, you've got spectacular lakes up around the Altai, and you've got beautiful mountain ranges.
Mm. And today's feature, she introduces with great passion the vibrant culture and the physical beauty of Xinjiang, the vast western region of desert, oasis settlement, spectacular mountains, and beautiful lakes. 在这个的专题节目当中呢，他会以自己极大的热情来介绍新疆这个充满活力的文化和独特地形地貌美的地方。这个新疆啊，尤其是在北部的新疆北疆啊，那个风景是相当的绝美。就在今天节目的刚开始，我们的一位听众朋友 Linda 还给我发了好几张他和家人在北疆旅游时的照片。哎呦，我一看简直是美如画，比画还要美。所以新疆这个地方真的是跟我们想象中的以为只有沙漠啊，其实不一样。沙漠、绿洲、壮观的群山、美丽的湖泊，要什么有什么。这片广袤的这个中国西部土地上，真是要什么有什么。
Well, I'll tell you a little bit my own personal experience with Xinjiang, because I came to China, as many people know, in 1987, and I suddenly became very interested in China. I knew nothing about the country really before then, but I started buying books and reading about China.And in one of the books, I saw this photograph of this lake in these mountains. And at first, I thought this was a mistake. It looked as though it could be the Rocky Mountains in Canada. It looked as though it could be the Swiss Alps. And I looked at this, and this was Tian Chi in the Lake of Heaven, high in the Tian Shan Mountains, the Mountains of Heaven. I thought, wow! Now, what I then discovered was this amazing area.And I just decided I wanted to get there, I wanted to reach this area, I wanted to find it. And I travelled overland for quite a long while, eventually reaching the mountains of heaven. And there, I found this culture of music, of dance, of people wearing bright costumes. And all this is partly, the culture, the music, partly come about because it's positioned on the Silk Road.And you've got this movement, you've had this movement of people from all over Asia, all over China, you know, people mixed together from Central Asia, from Eastern Asia, coming together in this area. So you've got this vibrant music, this culture that's still there today.
大家可以听到老布爷爷在说到新疆的时候 是有多激动啊，是有多喜欢。我们知道他来中国的时候是比较早的啊，他可以算是我身边的一位年纪比较长的行者了。1987年的时候，布鲁斯呢就来到了中国 ，and was first drawn to Xinjiang by a photo he saw in 1987 of 天池 of the Lake of Heaven。1987年的时候，他就被一张美不胜收的天山天池的照片所深深的震撼了，然后自己开始去买书去阅读中国，说：“哎呦，这个地方，这个国家怎么这么有意思啊？”之后呢，他就和其他的旅行者一样，被新疆的那些 music。Amazing culture of music, dance, costumes, 音乐啊，舞蹈啊，服饰文化呀、啊，所深深的吸引了。新疆呢是坐落于传说中的丝绸之路，与中亚的贸易呢往来非常的频繁，这方面就更增加了它文化的丰富、包容和神秘。所以 C Silk Road, 我们都知道是这个丝绸之路哈。
Xinjiang is a story of man and nature. It's a hostile environment. It's dry. If you go to Turpan, the temperature can reach 50 degrees centigrade. You know, people have got to find ways of existing. You've got the Karez system that brings the water from the Tian Shan Mountains. Tunnels bring this water. It keeps this water fresh and cold so it reaches Turpan. And there are all kind of ways of dealing with the very hostile environment. It's a struggle. Like we say, there are ingenious ways of success, but there are times when you find abandoned historic settlements, such as Jiaohe Guchong. And I remember visiting this abandoned city in the desert, and you're trying to imagine what was this like. This was a major settlement on the Silk Road. Today, it's just this empty settlement of the ruined buildings, but the mystique of the Silk Road was there.
Aye. 新疆呢还是一个人与自然的传奇 A story of man and nature 这也是今天呢我们要说的一个重点它既有与沙漠斗争顽强生存的优势时常随之而来的是巧妙的胜利而且呢又像交河故城那样被无情遗弃的历史的旧址则记录着人定无法胜天的命运很多去过这个交河故城的人都对那个地方的那种广大的历史遗迹所深深的震撼了像多少年以前这里曾经是一些战略的要隘啊哈关口啊啊，或者是人口稠密的地方，而如今呢，都被遗弃在黄沙当中了。所以，像这样的保留完好的世界上最美的一种废墟，你要是身在其中，感觉也是不一样的。这个我们的听力呢，要听到哈，这位姑娘非常正宗的新疆英语。你看看我们这些听英语的，听了全世界各地，今天在咱们国家自己的土壤上听一听新疆味的英语是什么样。我们还要学好多词语，像什么阿尔泰呀、维吾尔族啊、歌舞啊、木卡姆音乐呀、塔克拉玛干啊、吐鲁番。喀纳斯天山天湖帐篷游牧民族这些英文都怎么说相信对大家来讲也是一种学习和考验好了接下来进入到我们今天的
帅
的听力当中我们一起来感受一下吧新疆英语这就来
My name is Sayara I'm from Xinjiang Tachen It's northwest China Xinjiang also is the biggest province in China My city is Tachen It's border with Kazakhstan Maybe only 8 kilometers And then I can walk to Kazakhstan Xinjiang is really beautiful place Tian Shan also in north of Xinjiang Altai, Tachen There are just so many beautiful nature
You've been doing a lot of introduction to the culture of Xinjiang
My professional is dancer And I also am choreographer When I was a child, I fell in love with Xinjiang art, with Uyghur dance, with Kazakh dance. Everything just so amazing. In Uyghur dance, we have different style of dance. In Uyghur, we have a music style. It's called Muqam. Muqam.
A lot of Xinjiang is desert.
We have Taklamakan. We have a lot of desert, like Turpan city. It's called Pipichan. In Chinese, it's called Shanshan. And this...Please, it's half is desert, half is green. If you walk there, the line is so clear that you can see. Wow, it's amazing.
When I was in the mountains of heaven, the air was fresh, the water was very clean.
Because in Xinjiang, the natural that still safe like before. So now maybe some place is so many tourists, but still it's clean, it's beautiful. Last year I've been to Altai, Kanas. It was amazing. When we have free time, we will drive to that place and then to relax.To feel the nature. In mountain live a lot of Kazakh people. They love horse. They love riding horse. The horse, it's a part of their life. Every time I go to mountain, the first thing is riding horse. You can look around and then you can feel the nature. Just, that feeling is so true. It's a feeling that moment, everything is just so true.
When I was at Tian Chi, the Lake of Heaven, the Kazakh people were living in the circular tent, which Mongolian, you call the ger, the Russian, the yurt.
In Chinese, we call it Zhenfang. Uyghur people don't live that kind of place because Uyghur people like farming. Kazakh people live in this kind of place because they always move the place they live because of the weather. It's summer or winter, they have to move. They just move every year. So this house, it's really helpful. simple, really easy to move home.
In Xinjiang, I found some deserted cities, Jiaohe.
Jiaohe 古城, it's really oldest city. You cannot picture that how it was looked like because of the weather, it's so dry, a lot of wind. I think in the Silk Road time, there was so many people cross there. It's a culture. Silk Road, actually it's really long road. Uh-huh. And then not only in Jiaohe 古城, also past our city, Tacheng. This is why I think the historic culture in Xinjiang, it's mixed with other culture.
好，就先节选到这里哈，这是今天我们要来学习的哈。刚才大家说了，听口音还可以。这位新疆姑娘啊，能说的语言至少有三种，是不是啊？当地话啊，普通话，再加上这英文，真是不错。哎，有人说了 ，Two of my uncles went to Tianshan Mountain a few months ago. It looks great.
It certainly does. I actually went twice to the Tianshan because I went up from took the bus up from Urumqi. I got up there and.I thought it was so beautiful. 2 days later, I was back in the bus again, and I walked right round the lake. Oh, it was fabulous.
就是啊。
But I hope when you listen to that feature, you can feel the passion when she's talking. There's great passion for what she's saying. And I would say to all of you who are English language learners, try to develop that passion. When you're speaking, when you're doing, don't just simply, but can you say, this is really good, this is, you know, let people feel the passion. And that's why I interviewed her, because I could feel this passion. I thought, she'd be fabulous on the radio.
瞧瞧，我们的老布爷在这里给我们所有广大的英语学习者提供了一个学习方面的建议和方向。他说呀，当您在任何情况下说英文的时候，应该像刚才这位女孩学习，一定要有热情。一定要把你话里面所传达的意思充分的表达出来，而不要在那儿没有感情，没有感情的去叙述，别人就感觉不到你的感情，你说话就没有那种感染力，是不是？好了，我们来看看今天的 track one 第一段。
Okay, my name is Sierra. I am from Xinjiang, Tacheng. So Xinjiang is the region that she's from, but Tacheng.Is the town that she's from, or the city.
一开始做自我介绍，我叫 Sierra, 肯定是当时的维族名字吧。I'm from Xinjiang, 塔城，我来自新疆塔城这个地方。那新疆是个什么地方啊？
My city, Tacheng, it borders with Kazakhstan.
It is northwest China.
Right, it's northwest China, and Xinjiang is the biggest province in China.And my city, Tacheng, it borders with Kazakhstan.
这两句话当中，我们来看第一，首先介绍新疆啊。你在跟老外介绍新疆的时候，你得说 It is northwest China. 那就是中国的西北部。新疆 is a biggest province in China. 是中国最大的省份啊。大家猜一猜，新疆的占地面积是中国整个国土面积的几分之一啊？给你个选择题。六分之一、五分之一、四分之一，大家考虑一下，猜一猜啊。
Now, maybe only 8 kilometers, and I can walk to Kazakhstan. The result is, when you're in these borderlands, if any of you have ever traveled to the edges of China, these can be very, very interesting areas. For example, many people will have been to Yunnan, to places like Sichuan, Banna, or down in the Honghe, where...You've got the movement of people coming across, say, from Vietnam, from Laos. You've got mixtures of people. So similarly, if you're in these border areas out in Xinjiang, you'll find a real mixture of people. People coming across, traders coming across to Kazakhstan, Chinese people going into Kazakhstan. You've got this, and these border places can be very, very interesting and very, very colorful to visit.
Border places, 老布爷爷说了，就是这种接壤的城市，接壤的地方，通常来讲它都会有一种别样的魅力，因为它接壤嘛，所以它意味着两种文化在融合。我的城市 ,my city, 塔城 ,it borders with, 就是和谁接壤。好了，我们今天的单词哈萨克斯坦，请大家学习一下 ,Kazakhstan, 哈萨克斯坦 ,maybe only eight kilometers. 也许我走到哈萨克斯坦 ,and I walk to Kazakhstan, 只需要8公里,挺近的哈,比我 回家稍微都比我回家还要近哈。
Now, Xinjiang is a really beautiful place. I can agree with that, having been there, twice. I certainly found it very, very beautiful. You've got the Tian Shan, the mountains of heaven. Now, the highest mountain, if I remember, in the Tian Shan was called the Bogdafen. Bogdafen, which I remember, I think, meant the mountain of God. Does that translate correct, Jingjing?
Mm.
Would that be correct? Bogdafen. Bogda, B-O-G, Bogda, if you... People told me it meant the mountain of gods. This was the highest mountain in the mountains of heaven.
Mm.
And this rose above the lake of heaven. And it was, you know, you see the ice, the snow, the glaciers on it. But you've also got in the north of Xinjiang, you've got Altai, with its big lakes, also Tacheng. And there were so many beautiful natural. This is another point that we keep making. If you look at some of the photographs that you put onto your pages, Jingjing, the photographs that show this natural environment, there are not many people. But when you get into these areas up in the northern bits of Xinjiang, you've got these great rivers, you've got the forests, the mountains, you've got this landscape of nature, a landscape where you have animals in the forest, fish in the rivers, a place of great beauty.
Xinjiang is a really beautiful place. 新疆真是一个绝美的漂亮的地方。刚才我说这个北疆的风景尤其好哈。聊天室当中的丹丹也说南疆和北疆啊简直是天壤之别。北疆呢主要是这个自然风光我们知道，南疆呢主要是一个人文融合的地方。所以无论怎么说吧，新疆它都是一个好地方呀，是不是一个好地方？天山就是 Mountains of Heaven， 天堂之山。接下来看下一句话 ，Also in north of 新疆，尤其是在北疆 ，Altai 塔城、
yeah.
阿尔泰塔城这些地方啊 ，There are just so many beautiful， 有太多太多的 beautiful 和 natural。最后话没说完啊，实际上是想说很多 nature 自然的景观。有很多的完全不一样的风貌，要河流有河流，要山川有山川，要草场有草场，要沙漠有沙漠，真是应有尽有，什么都有。
You have been doing a lot of introduction to the culture of Xinjiang. So I'm saying to her, you've been doing a lot of introducing the culture. She does a lot of this based here in Beijing. Every week out doing performances or introducing or teaching people dance. Very, very active. She says, my profession, dancer and choreographer.
好，不说，您在这儿哈做着这种工作是吧？每周呢都要来跳舞，还要教人们跳这个维族的舞蹈。您呢已经是 doing a lot of introduction to the culture of Xinjiang。你已经介绍了很多很多关于新疆的文化了。你看，每一个来自自己不同地方、不同家乡的人都带着极大的热忱向别人介绍自己的家乡，哪个地方好，山美、水美、人也美。那这位姑娘呢，也是这样啊，逢人便介绍我们新疆好，所以您都介绍了很多了。她说是，我的 profession， 我的职业呢，是一个 dancer， 舞蹈家啊，就是跳舞的，和 choreographer， 和编舞。
When I was a child, I fell in love with Xinjiang art, with Uyghur dance, with Kazakh dance. Each of the different groups has got different dance styles. And one of the things that she's been doing here in Beijing is putting on these evening classes to illustrate the differences in the different types of dance. Because you maybe go to a Xinjiang restaurant in Beijing and, you know, you're not terribly sure exactly what kind of dance you're looking at. It could be Kazakh, could be Uyghur, it could be Uzbek. But what she was trying to do is explain the different styles, the music, the formation of this. And actually, when I sat down to listen to it, it was very, very interesting.
Mm.
It's very passionate, this whole interrelationship with dance, with music, with the culture.
When I was a child, 当我还是孩子的时候，我就 fell in love with the Xinjiang art.深深地爱上了新疆的艺术，包括像好了，我们来听一听维吾尔的英文怎么说呀
？Uyghur，
维吾尔。咱们作为中国人啊，这样的词语，少数民族词语是必须要会的，尤其是它的英文发音 ：Uyghur，Uyghur dance， 维吾尔族的舞蹈 ；Kazakh dance， 哈萨克族的舞蹈。这位姑娘晚上呢要上舞蹈课哈，专门是她给别人上舞蹈课，就专门去细讲细分维吾尔族的舞蹈、哈萨克族的舞蹈、乌兹别克的舞蹈、吉尔吉斯的舞蹈到底都是什么样的风格。
Everything just so amazing. You know, this is her feeling, living there and watching this dance. It's just amazing for her that in Uyghur dance, we have different styles of dance. All these different styles, and you have to really study it and watch it to see the difference between the Uyghur dance, the Kazakh dance. But we have different styles. And in the Uyghur, we have a music style called Mukam. And this is a composite mixture of song, dance, folk, and classical music all coming together. And when you see performances of this, it really is quite a show, quite distinctive. So it's Mukam. And people from Xinjiang would recognize that word right away, Mukam. This style of Uyghur dance, Uyghur composite of song, dance, folk, and classical music.
Everything just so amazing. 啊，新疆艺术的这些所有的一切，不管是舞蹈还是音乐，都是那么的了不起。Amazing. In Uyghur dance, 在我们维族的舞蹈当中啊 ，we have a different style of dances. 我们有各种各样不同的舞蹈的风格和类型啊。这个研究这个新疆民族舞的朋友是肯定知道的。在维族呢 ，in Uyghur, we have a music style called Mukam. 什么是 Mukam 舞蹈啊？好，请大家各位听友们现在聊天室当中发挥大家的才智和这个百度的能力，给我们搜一搜什么叫做 Mukam 音乐。它的解释就是一个composite of songs, dances, folk and classical music， 是一种集歌曲、舞蹈、民间和古典音乐的综合艺术。你瞧瞧，这都综合艺术了，这得多复杂呀，是不是？
Now, a lot of Xinjiang is desert, the Taklamakan, a lot of desert like Turpan. The Taklamakan were one of these fearsome images, the idea that you've got into the Taklamakan but never come out, because it was one of the driest, most inhospitable places on earth. The sand dunes, the lack of water, the lack of roads. I mean, I've been on the edges of the Taklamakan. And it was quite, I mean, if, for example, if you've never been into Xinjiang, if people have been, say, to Dunhuang, you've got the great sand mountains in Dunhuang. Now imagine that going on for hundreds and hundreds of kilometres, just great big sand mountains with nothing, no water, no, you know, really, really difficult land, the Taklamakan.
好 ,a lot of Xinjiang is desert.而新疆大部分的地方呢其实都是沙漠。这里啊 ,we're gonna learn a new word. 塔克拉玛干的 English is?
塔克拉玛干。
塔克拉玛干。
You see that good? It's to try and generate this kind of, oh, this, you know, the name used to really terrify travelers because the Silk Road actually bypassed the Taklamakan. Silk Road either went to the north or southof this great desert along the Hesi corridor between Lanzhou and Urumqi, but you are bypassing the main area of the Taklamakan.
老布也告诉我们说，读这个塔克拉玛干沙漠的时候，一定要有一种敬畏之心啊，一定要想到这是一个荒无人烟的人迹罕至之地，又那么炎热，又没有一丝的水源，那么可怕的沙漠，人要有敬畏心，所以要读出那种 Taklamakan的感觉，是不是 Taklamakan?
You like the way I say that, Jing Jing, you're laughing, but because it's to conjure up this idea, this vast wilderness, the Taklamakan.
So, a lot of desert, like a turpan.
Turpan, turpan. You've got to do it more stronger. Turpan
就是吐鲁番。
Oh, I spent a week living on my own there.
当年那个孙悟空他们唐僧师徒过火焰山的时候，是不是就在这些地方啊？哈，是不是特别热、炎热、干燥的地方？哎 ，A city is called.
Have you heard this one? Pichang. In Chinese, it's called Shanshan. Have you heard of this?
Let's ask our audiences.
Right. Have anybody come upon this city? In Chinese, it's called Shanshan. And this has actually been developed as a desert tourism city. I checked this up, and I found, you know, checked up its name, and it said this has been developed as a desert tourism city.
嗯, 有一个地方我们真的不知道，但是想问问大家您知不知道，有一个叫 Pichan 的地方， in Chinese is called the 山山，在汉语里叫做山山，这个地方是一个 desert tourism city， 沙漠旅游城。
That name, I don't know how the tones work in that, but that sounds like mountain.
山山啊，那就是山山。
Does that mean, is that how it would be?
如果山沙漠的话，会不会在和田地区啊？
Does that say
沙,
sha is sand.
沙山啊。
沙山 is sand mountain. 沙山
right? That's 沙山 and sand mountain.
But it's actually called Shan Shan, which means, to me it sounds like mountain.
啊，那就是山山。
But maybe it's a different tone, maybe a different one word's slightly different.
所以还得让熟悉新疆的朋友来找一找这个地方到底是哪儿啊，它是一个沙漠旅游城。什么样子呢？ This place, half is desert, half is green.
Yes, so...See, she was telling me that this place, you can actually literally, you come upon a line, and here on one side is green, and the other side is desert. Now obviously the green is where you've got irrigation, where you've got the water, but go beyond that, where there's no irrigation, then you've got desert. Now I looked this up on the internet yesterday preparing this feature, and there's actually quite a lot of nice hotels actually there now, because they're trying to develop this place for desert tourism.
这个沙漠旅游城呢是一半沙漠一半绿色，哎呦这个景色呀特别的极致，如果你走过去看， if you walk there, the line is so clear, 那个分界线是非常的清晰，分分明明，一半沙漠一半绿洲啊，这简直是，我觉得这种分界线简直是大自然的鬼斧神工啊！ Wow, it's amazing. 连他自己都说，这是太令人惊奇了。
So I'm now talking. When I was in the mountains of heaven, the air was fresh, the water was clean. It was a really beautiful area for walking. The mountains of heaven, to me, it was heaven. And this fresh air, clean water. And she's now telling me that in Xinjiang,The natural is still like before. You still have a lot of natural land, still a lot of land that's not been spoiled. Now there's some places, there are many tourists, yes, but it's still clean, it's still beautiful.
When I was in the mountains of heaven, 当我在天山的时候，哎呀，他告诉我们那种景色是什么样呢？天空是如此的清新， the air was fresh.远离自然的，远离各种城市的污染啊，非常的原生态大自然。Air was so fresh, the water was so clean. 水流是如此的干净。In Xinjiang, the natural is still like before. 在新疆，这个自然景色仍然是像从前一样。
Now, some places, many tourists, still clean, beautiful. Last year, I went to Altai Canas Lake.This is the Canas Nature Reserve in the northern part of Xinjiang. It was amazing.
尽管现在有的地方 have many tourists, but still it's clean, it's beautiful. 好了 one of our listeners is actually coming from Xinjiang.
Oh, really?
She tells us the place is called Shan Shan. Right. A desert tourist city. True.
Good.
Yes.
Now, has she explained, does Shan Shan mean mountain?
She didn't say Shan Shan mean mountain.
Okay, ask her to explain that.
But from the Chinese characters, it's not mountain and mountain.
No, because somebody else has put it on here, another one, they put something, you know, that looks to be, I can't read the characters, but they put Shan. So there's obviously, if she could explain, who is it that's calling, is anybody Jing Jing, the girl from Xinjiang?
请我们的这位同学哈。能不能给我们解释一下这个山山到底是不是山的意思啊？我们的青果子这个同学啊，山山这个地方，山山、
right.
这个地方。
Actually, I'm really glad to know that somebody. Where is it she's living?
他没说在哪儿 ，just from Xinjiang.
Tell us where you actually where you are, and tell us also have you been to the Lake of Heaven?
好。
Did you see Bruce's photographs of the Lake of Heaven?
听节目的青果子啊，您告诉我们您是在新疆的哪个地方哈、啊，让我们知道一下。好了，我们继续往下看说，说新疆现在尽管有很多游客，但是仍然干净，仍然漂亮。Last year I went to
Altai Canas.
啊，我去了阿尔泰的这个喀纳斯自然保护区。
This was a nature reserve, the Canas Nature Reserve. It was amazing. And when we have free time, we will drive to that place to relax and feel the nature. Do you know, she was actually telling me that most people in Xinjiang, they, guess what? They have cars. Not just one car, but two cars.
Two cars.
Yeah, and of course, driving in Xinjiang is much easier than driving in Beijing. Because you've got empty roads. The photographs I saw of the roads, lovely roads, beautiful roads, but there's no cars. So you can drive in this wonderland and stop and admire the beauty. You know, whereas in Beijing, oh, you try to get along the Irvine, forget it.
一切都美不胜收的时候呢，就只能用 it was amazing 了。看老布爷今天这么激动哈，看最后一句话说，等我们 when we have free time, we will drive to that place. 等我们有时间的时候，我们就自驾去那儿，我们就开车去那儿。老布说了，在新疆开车可真是 much better than in 北京二环，在比北京二环上开车可真是爽多了。去那儿干嘛呢？ Relax and feel the nature.
But let me just tell you a very quick story before we do the questions, Jing Jing. 2 days ago, I was at Taiyuan railway station. I was getting on the train to come up to Beijing. A train pulls in. It was coming from Urumqi to Beijing.
Uh-huh.
This train from Xinjiang was right beside me. And I thought, oh, 2 days' time, we're talking about that.
Okay, our listeners telling us that the humming melon in Shanshan is the best of all.
Right, there you are.
告诉我们珊珊这个珊珊这个地方的哈密瓜呢是最好吃的。
We could go on for hours about this, but loving it. Now, a few questions. Where is Sierra from? Where's she from?
第一段呢，我们就听到这儿，来给大家几个问题，马上我们进行第二段的听力啊。 赛亚 来自哪里呢？
Number two, what is Mukam?
穆卡姆这个穆卡姆是什么样的一种形式的音乐呢？
And what is amazing about Shanshan, apart from the melons?
这个珊珊的地方到底有什么奇特之处啊？
What is so beautiful about the Tianshan, the mountains of heaven?
好，那天山又有什么特别的美丽之处呢？
What was the lake area that Sierra visited?
好，塞亚游览的是什么湖呢？好，我们再听一遍。
I'm from Xinjiang, Tacheng. It's northwest China. Xinjiang also is the biggest province in China. My city is Tacheng. It's border with Kazakhstan, maybe only 8 kilometers, and then I can walk to Kazakhstan. Xinjiang is a really beautiful place. Tianshan, also in north of Xinjiang, Altai, Tacheng. There are just so many beautiful natures.
You've been doing a lot of introduction to the culture of Xinjiang.
My professional is dancer, and I also am choreographer. When I was a child, I fell in love with Xinjiang art, with Uyghur dance, with Kazakh dance. Everything just so amazing. In Uyghur dance, we have different style of dance. In Uyghur, we have music style. It's called Muqam. Muqam.
A lot of Xinjiang is desert.
We have Taklamakan. We have a lot of desert, like Turban city. It's called Pipichan. In Chinese, it's called Shanshan. And this place is half is desert, half is green. If you walk there, the line is so clear that you can see. Wow, it's amazing.
When I was in the mountains of heaven, the air was fresh, the water was very clean.
Because in Xinjiang, the natural that still safe like before. So now maybe some place is so many tourists, but still it's clean, it's beautiful. Last year I've been to Altai, Kanas. It was amazing. When we have free time, we will drive to that place and then to relax, to feel the natural.
好，我们来进行第二段的听力。
A lot of Kazakh people, they love horse, they love riding horse. The horse, it's a part of their life. Every time I go to mountain, the first thing is ride horse. You can look around and then you can feel the natural. Just that feeling is so true. It's a feeling that moment, everything just so true.
When I was at Tianchi, the Lake of Heaven, the Kazakh people were living in the circular tent, which Mongolian, you call the ger, the Russian, the yurt.
In Chinese, we call Zhanfang. Uyghur people don't live that kind of place because Uyghur people like farming. Kazakh people live in this kind of place because they always move the place they live.
Right.
Because of the weather. It's summer or winter, they have to move. They just move every year. So this house, it's really helpful, really easy to move home.
In Xinjiang, I found some deserted cities, Jiaohe.
Jiaohe Gucheng, it's really oldest city. You cannot picture that how was looked like. Because of the weather, it's so dry, a lot of wind. I think in the Silk Road time, there was so many people cross there. It's a culture. Silk Road, actually, it's really long road.
Uh-huh.
And then not only in Jiaohe Gucheng, also past our city, Tacheng. This is why I think the history culture in Xinjiang, it's mixed with other culture.
嗯，好的，第一段的问题应该是不难的哈，趁这个间隙呢，已经有人把答案写在聊天室当中了，很好，大家都听明白了，接下来我们继续 discover more of Xinjiang.
Okay, in the mountains live a lot of Kazakh people. Kazakh people get from Kazakhstan, but they are living in the mountains. And as she tells us, they love the horse, they love riding the horse, and the horse is part of their life.
山里啊住着很多 in the mountains live a lot of Kazakh people. 山里住着很多哈萨克族人。他们喜欢 they love the horse, 骑马啊也喜欢骑马 they love riding the horse, 喜欢马也喜欢骑马。马呢是他们生活当中的重要的一部分 the horse is a part of their life.
If I go to the mountains, the first thing is to ride a horse.
哎呀，真勇猛啊！这种生活方式真是令人羡慕啊。If I go to the mountains, 如果我去山里的话，第一件事儿就是 the first thing is ride a horse, 就得去骑马。
You can look around and feel the nature. That feeling is so true, the feeling of that moment. You're on the horse, you're going along through the forest or the grassland or beside the lake.And it's just so natural. The air is so fresh. It's so beautiful. You see sometimes the animals there. You have this feeling of being in nature away from all the madness of the normal world.
You can look around and feel the nature. 如果你去，哎，我们大家想一想啊，这坐在车里边看风景跟坐在马背上看风景，那个感觉会不会是不一样？那显然是不一样的。如果你可以四处观光，感受自然的话，那种感觉是 the feeling is so true, it's so 真实，感觉 so 真实 the feeling of that moment, 那种瞬间，那时那刻当下的感觉。
When I was at the Lake of Heaven, the Kazakh people, this is me talking, the Kazakh people were living in circular tents. Now, in Mongolia, we call it the ger, in Russia, they call it yurt, but in Chinese, you call it janfang.
哎，对了，老布说，我在那个 Lake of Heaven 的时候啊，在这个地方呢，Kazakh people， 哈萨克族人呢，他们住在一种什么样的地方呢 ？Living in the circular tents， 圆顶的一个帐篷里面。蒙古人呢，把这个叫做蒙古包 ，ger。Russian 俄语呢叫做 yurt。In Chinese， 我们不叫做毡房。
Yeah， I mean.Here in Beijing, we mostly associate them with, Mongolian people because we're not terribly far from Neimongol. And you see a lot of them, in fact, even just outside of Beijing, you'll find camps where people go for tourism spots.
对, you know, 对对对
I've seen some up towards, you know, in Yanqing County, people go up and stay in the tents there and ride the horse, you know.
哦，对对对对对，是。现在到处搞个旅游开发景点什么的都要象征性的弄几个毡房来住一住哈，来体验一下当地的感觉。
Now, what I can explain now is the connection between the different people, the culture, and the tent.The Uyghur people do not live in that kind of place because Uyghur people like farming. The farmers stay in the villages or in the farmhouses and farm the land. They're working in the land, producing crops or, you know, basically they're settled, right? They are, you know, settled people,or they're a farmer.
您看，同样是少数民族哈，这个维吾尔族呢和哈萨克族人就有明显的一种习性的不同，生活习性是截然相反。像我们的这个 Uyghur people do not live in that kind of place 啊，维吾尔族的人呢就不住在那样的毡房当中 ，because Uyghur people like farming 啊 ，farm the land， 因为维族人呢他们是喜欢耕种土地的哈，种植植物啊，什么这个 crops 等等，所以他们相对来讲有一个比较固定的地方来居住。而这个 Kazakh people 呢
？The Kazakh people live in this kind of place because they always move.The things they live. Right. What I mean, the Kazakh people are more nomadic. That's the word we would use in English. They practice a kind of nomadism. That means you're travelling up and down the mountain depending on the season. So in the summer, they come up the mountain. In the winter, they take their animals down the mountain. So it's that kind of movement. Or if you go...see up to Neimongol or you go further on up into Mongolia, you see there the people have the horse, the tent, the sheep, and they move the animals. So as they move the animals, so they have the tent. They say the same thing if you go up into Tibet. You see people there have the tent, they have the yak. They move, so they become nomadic. So the tent is associated with this nomadic culture.
对了，所以啊，我们来看这句话当中 ，Kazakh people live in this kind of place. 哈萨克族人呢就喜欢住在这样的地方，因为 they always move the things they leave， 因为他们总是把家呢搬来搬去。所以刚才老布爷爷提到一个单词叫 nomadic。就是游牧的，请大家自行来拼出这个单词哈。丹丹在聊天室当中给我们找到一些资料，告诉我们说，毡房哈萨克语呢称之为雨，宇宙的雨啊，它不仅是携带方便，而且坚固耐用，居住舒适，并且有防寒、防雨、防地震的特点。房内呢是空气流通，光线十足。千百年来一直为哈萨克牧民所喜爱，由于是用白色的毡子做成，毡房里是布置的十分讲究，人们称之为白色的宫殿，是哈萨克先民的重要的创造。您看看，一方水土养一方人，这就是人家的居住生活的习惯。
So they move because of the weather, but they move every year. So this house is really helpful. In other words, the tent is really easy to move home. The tent is the house. It's easy to pull the tent down and to move that tent.So as you're migrating, this is the perfect way of travelling. It's quite easy to put up, very strong, and it's warm in the winter. It could be cool in the summer. And I've slept in the Mongolian ones, and I found it very comfortable, very good fun.
Also weather, 而且呢天气也是他们搬家的一个重要的原因。In summer or winter, they have to move. 在夏季或冬季呢，因为天气太热或太凉，所以他们不得不要继续搬家。They move every year. 他们每年都搬呐、啊、搬呐、啊。因此呢 ，So this house is really helpful. 这样的房子是太有助于他们这种游牧的生活。Really easy to move home.使他们搬家变得十分的容易。
Now, I'm on a different subject. I say, in Xinjiang, I found some deserted cities. Jiaohe, I came upon this city. And we've been told that Jiaohe Guchong is really an old city.
Deserted city.
Deserted, no people.
在新疆我还发现了一些什么城市呢？一些被遗弃的城市。Deserted city.其中一个就是胶河古城，也叫胶河古城。
So you cannot picture that how it looked like. You cannot imagine what it looked like because the weather was so dry. There's been a lot of wind, and this has helped to kind of partly preserve the city, but also destroyed some of the architecture. The wind blowing away at the buildings that were there. So.You've got this deserted city that you can actually walk through and try to imagine, what was this like? Where were the main streets? Where were the markets? Where were the houses? It's a fascinating place to walk through.
胶河古城 is really oldest city. 确实是一个非常非常古老的城市。You cannot picture how was it look like.你完全无法想象，无法描绘它曾经会是一个什么样的样子，因为 because of the weather is so dry， 因为气候呢特别干燥 ，a lot of wind， 风又很多，尤其是在丝绸之路时期呀、啊，在 Silk Road time， there were so many people， 那个地方是人口密集之处。
The Silk Road time， there were so many people there. This was the major routeway from Europe.Central Asia into China. People were crossing this area, and Jiaohe, for example, would have been an oasis settlement. The people think it ran out of water, that's why it was abandoned. But this was one of these cities on the Silk Road that you were coming through. And it is the culture, the Silk Road. It is a really long road, not only in the Jiaohe Guchong, but also past our city, Tacheng.
这个丝绸之路啊，这是个文化，也是一条很长的路。它呢，不仅仅是穿过了胶河古城，也 passed our city 塔城，不仅穿过胶河的古城，也穿过我们的城市塔城。这就是为什么 ，This is why I think.
Right, this is why I think the history, the culture in Xinjiang, it is a mixed with other culture. So in other words, you've got the.People come from all these different areas in Central Asia. We're all passing through this gap. It's really a gapway that you had there through this northwestern part of Xinjiang. This was the Silk Road. This was the line that came right along the Hesi Corridor, right along eventually by the, you know, the Yellow River route, and so eventually right down past Xi'an, right down to Zhongzhou, you know. And so this was this major corridor, which today Jingjing is now the route for the great train running up from Chongqing all the way to Rotterdam, to Germany. You know this train that now China now started. It runs right through Kazakhstan, Russia. This is passing right through her city.
This is why I think the history culture in Xinjiang, it is mixed with other culture. 我认为啊，新疆的历史文化是一个混合了其他文明的文化，所以新疆的历史和文化是非常的多元的，非常的丰富的。像这个交河的古城啊，也是我国保存了2000多年特别完整的一个都市的遗迹。唐朝西域最高军政机构安西都护府，咱们在历史书里学过，最早呢就设在这个交河古城，也被列为是咱们国家的一个重点文物的保护单位，可以说是大自然的鬼斧神工，造就了这座犹如什么像航空母舰一样的堡垒，想必在当时啊一定是坚不可摧的。在南北朝和唐朝呢，这个古城啊达到了鼎盛时期，但是9到14世纪呢，由于年连战火，交河古城就逐渐衰落了，最后呢是损毁严重，最终呢被遗弃了。终于在精神和物质的双重打击下，这个交河走完了它的生命历程，有机会可以去看一看。好，我们来看看 questions。
Okay, what do Kazakh people love?
这个问题哈萨克族的人们喜欢什么？
Number two, around the Lake of Heaven, how do Kazakh people live in summer?
这个天湖周边的哈萨克居民在夏天都怎么生活呀？
Number three, why do they live like this?
他们居住的地方是什么样呢？
Number four, what deserted city is mentioned in this feature?
哪一个被遗弃的城市我们提到了？
Number five, what has made the culture of Xinjiang so vibrant?
到底是什么使得新疆的文化如此的充满着生机？
In mountain live a lot of Kazakh people. They love horse. They love riding horse. The horse, it's a part of them life. Every time I go to mountain, the first thing is ride horse. You can look around and then you can feel the nature. Just, that feeling is so true. It's a feeling that moment, everything is just so true.
When I was at Tianqi, the Lake of Heaven, the Kazakh people were living in the circular tent, which Mongolian, you call the ger, the Russian, the yurt.
In Chinese, we call zhenfang. Uyghur people don't live that kind of place because Uyghur people like farming. Kazakh people live in this kind of place because they always move the place they live.
Right.
Because of the weather. It's summer or winter, they have to move. They just move every year. So this house, it's really helpful.Really easy to move home.
In Xinjiang, I found some deserted cities. Jiaohe.
Jiaohe 古城 it's really oldest city. You cannot picture that how was looked like. Because of the weather, it's so dry, a lot of wind. I think in the Silk Road time, there was so many people cross there. It's a culture. Silk Road, actually, it's really long road.
Uh-huh.
And then not only in Jiaohe 古城 also past our city, Tai.This is why I think the history culture in Xinjiang is mixed with other culture.
Hey, 这就是为什么我们觉得这个 feature 是这么的有 passion 啊，这么的有热情。
Well, this is what I say, when you're doing something, put passion into it, because I interviewed her because I could feel the passion in her voice and the love for the subject. So if you want to do a good presentation, you want people to notice you, put passion into your voice and we'll sit up and listen to it. Wow, you'd be great on the radio.
好的，今天就是我们跟着赛亚这位姑娘一起啊，到她的家乡去神游了一个小时，不知不觉这下课的时间又到了，我们的旅途要结束了。再次感谢 Bruce, 非常感谢，感谢同学们跟我们一起来分享这么美妙的一段下午时光。
Okay, folks, really enjoyed that today. Memories of Xinjiang, wonderful place.
好的，我们下次节目再见。
Bye bye.